Welcome to Ask the Pastor. I'm your host, Blake Gideon, Senior Pastor of Edmonds First Baptist Church. Thank you for tuning in today. As usual, we have three questions for today. This first question comes with an explanation, and so it's a little bit lengthy, but let me read it. In Disciplines of a Godly Woman by Barbara Hughes uses this quote from Wayne Grudem. It is the Father that planned redemption and sent His Son into the world. The Son obeyed the Father, accomplishing redemption for us. And the Spirit brings completion, the work that has been planned by the Father and begun by the Son. The Father directs and has authority over the Son, and the Son obeys and is responsive to the direction of the Father. The Holy Spirit is obedient to the directives of both Father and the Son. So these women go on to say, we discussed this in our women's Bible study and could not come to a consensus about what he meant. From this quote alone, it sounds like Grudem is describing the Trinity as a hierarchy, yet we know that the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit are equal in deity, but different in function. You're absolutely right. That's a good explanation. We think the author may have pulled this quote of context as we were going over the disciplines of marriage. Can you shed light on this? Well, first of all, I just want to say, how much I'm thankful for this group. To here they are. They see an illustration used describing the Trinity. And of course, it causes them to stop and ponder and think and meditate and to think theologically. And as your pastor, I want you to know I appreciate that very much. You also make this statement where you say, we discussed this week in our women's Bible study and we could not come to consensus, but it seems like you came to this understanding that the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are equal in deity, but yet different in function. And that's really the answer to your question, is that there is, I want to be careful how I use this word. There is a submission within the Godhead. In other words, they are equal in essence, but there is a distinct difference in their roles. So, for example, to say that the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are equal in essence is to say that all three persons of the Godhead are fully God. Okay? But yet, that does not negate the fact that they have very distinct roles. So in His role, Christ is under the authority of the Father. That's why we see Jesus praying to the Father. That's why we see Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane saying, nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. And then the Spirit as well, He is equal in essence. The Holy Spirit is fully God. He is the third person of the triune Godhead, but He too is under the authority of both Father and Son. And so when we say that the Son is in submission to the Father and the Spirit is submission into the Father and the Son, it's speaking primarily of their function, the roles in which they carry out, not their essence, not their deity. And so I believe that just in your statement, you pretty much answered that question for yourself. So great thinking. And I hope that helps to affirm to the conclusion that it appears that perhaps you already came to. So thank you for your question. I love those kind of questions. The second question I have today also deals with the Trinity. Should we pray certain requests to specific persons of the Trinity? Again, I love this question. You're thinking theologically, you're thinking biblically, you're thinking Godward, God-centered. And so I really appreciate this question. Jesus taught us in the scripture to pray to the Father, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. So we see Jesus praying to the Father. And so the model that we see in the scripture is a prayer unto the Father. Okay. However, I don't think there's anything unbiblical if we pray to all three persons of the Trinity. I think that ultimately our prayers ought to be to the Father. Okay. But that doesn't negate the fact that there may be times where you make a request unto the Spirit or unto Christ. Holy Spirit, I need your power now. I don't think that's an unbiblical prayer. also think it's biblical to say, Father, grant me the power of the Holy Spirit. And so as long as we are praying to God, I think that our prayers are biblical. Okay, so I necessarily, the pattern of prayer that we see in Scripture is prayer unto the Father, but I personally don't think that there's anything unbiblical about referencing a prayer to one specific person of the Godhead. Okay, so hopefully that helps your question or answers your question as well. By the way, let me give you a book, a reference. This is a book, and really this is to my first question, folks, who asked me about the submission within the Godhead. This is a book called Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Relationships, Roles, and Relevance by Bruce Ware. Bruce Ware is the Senior Associate Dean and Professor of Christian Theology at the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary in Louisville, Kentucky. And so it's a great book. I've read this book several times myself, not just once, but several times. I use it as a reference, a go-to in sermon preparation if I'm preaching on the Trinity. And so I would highly encourage you to get this book and read it, The Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Relationships, Roles, and Relevance by Bruce Ware. He actually, he actually has a whole section on here concerning submission with the Godhead. And then let me also say this. I think using the Trinity as an example of submission is appropriate when teaching about submission within marriage. I mean, even Christ models submission unto the Father, and the Spirit models submission unto the Father and the Son. So how much more should we model submission within the marriage? The husband submitting to God by loving his wife as Christ loved the church. But there's also in that submission to loving Christ or to loving your wife, there's also a submission unto her. You're submitting to Christ to love your wife as Christ loved the church, but you're also demonstrating that by loving her as Christ loved the church. And the wife in response is to live in submission unto her husband as unto the Lord. And so really, it's about the man meeting her needs and the woman meeting his needs. And when we meet each other's needs, then our needs get met. And that's the beauty of submission, which was modeled within the Godhead. And so I wanted to reference that book for you. Another book I want to reference, and again, this has to do with the third question. I desire to improve my prayer life. Are there steps I can take to achieve a deeper and closer prayer life? Well, let me just tell you some of the things that I've done throughout my Christian walk. One of the things I do to help me in my prayer life is I journal. I have a stack of journals and I write out my prayers. Now, I don't write out every prayer, but I do consistently write out my prayers. By writing out my prayers, it helps me to stay focused. It helps me to be intentional. It helps me to think about what I'm praying. So journaling your prayers is one thing that you can do to help you go deeper in your prayer life. Praying Scripture is another thing that you can do to help you go deeper in your prayer life. Just praying Scripture. There's also books out there that help you to pray Scripture. There's one I referenced in our church a few weeks ago by Kenneth Boa. That's B-O-A, called Face to Face. And it's basically a book on how to pray through the Scripture. Okay, it's called Face to Face by Kenneth Boa, B-O-A. And basically, it's just a guide on praying through the Scripture. I think over here in my bookshelf, I may have another book that I'd like to show you. Yeah, give me just a second. So here's one book that I have. It's by Donald Whitney called Praying the Bible. And this is a really good book on helping you to pray Scripture as well. And then I have several of these in my office. And so if you are a member of this church or if you live in this area, if you'll stop by the church, I'll make sure I give you one of these free of charge. It's a book by Dr. Gregory Frizzell, How to Develop a Powerful Prayer Life. And he just walks you through some of the basic principles about prayer that are taught in the Word of God. But the best thing you can do is just get alone with the Lord. You need to establish a time. You need to establish a place. And then you need to guard it. You can pray through the Scripture, journal as you're praying. And these things will help you to develop a more powerful prayer life and to go deeper in your prayer life with God. If I can help you any further, don't hesitate to stop by and see me, shoot me an email, or send in more questions. I love those type of questions. Well, thank everyone for their questions today. May God bless you, and keep sending them in, and encourage others to subscribe. See you next time.